Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the theme from Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Animal lovers love to listen to Warren, who broadcasts every weekend around the country. Great radio program, been on the air for a long, long time. I think you've been on the air as long as I have, haven't you? Have you been? How long?
29 years, Doug.
How much?
29 years.
Doing the syndicated show.
A TV before that.
Oh, okay. Well, you've got a face. I'd like to be in pictures. He's got a face for TV. All right. So Warren, what did I called him the dog guy earlier? Making lovely references to you. But the first story in a moment has to do with that study on cats wanting to kill you. That's coming up here in a matter of moments on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Lots of talk about heroes and heroines lately, so who do your children look up to? Granted, there are a lot of people out there who deserve the title, so let's try an experiment. Ask your children the following. So, kid, who's your hero or heroine? Who do you look up to? Here's what the developmental scientists have to say. A research friend of mine asked children the same question, and the number one hero and heroine may surprise you. They didn't name a celebrity or someone famous from history. Instead, an overmajority of children named, ready for this, Mom and Dad.
In a world full of superheroes, there are two that stand above the rest.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, now you know. You're not just a mom or a dad, you're a hero. Actually, you're a superhero. So they're watching and they're learning. What super extraordinary skill are you, the parent, going to teach today? Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, Warren Eckstein here with us on the Good Day program. Last week, we were talking about this study that was done. Researchers supposedly compared the personalities of cats with wild cats and suggested that leopards, you know, bigger cats, that if your cat were bigger, you would be mealtime for the cat. And so apparently with all these headlines, somebody really looked into the study and found out that that isn't what they found at all. Your cat doesn't want to kill you after all, Warren. I guess that's the good news here.
Yeah, I guess that's the bottom line. But if they did want to kill you, I can understand it. It's people like you, Doug, that talk about cats badly all the time. That if I was a cat, I might want to murder myself.
Or murder me. But I've changed
that. That's so smart, though. You know, cats just get a really bad rap. I always believe when people say cats can't be trained, they're not as smart as dogs. I always tell people that cats are so smart, they convinced us that they can't be trained just so we leave them alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's follow that one step further. The story about pit bulls, pit bull apparently killed a boy on Long Island over the weekend, and so now comes forth all of the suspected stories about pit bulls and how bad they are. And I think I've told you that we're sharing I've never had a pit bull before, but Meredith has had several of them and likes them a lot. It turned out we settled in on one dog, a female named Millie, who's a part pit bull. And coming from where she came from, understand her a bit of aggression, which is sort of being trained out of her. But it's all about who owns the dog, who trains the dog, what life is like for the dog, no matter what the breed. So I guess I wonder why it is that pit bulls have this constant haranguing from people.
Well, you know, it's very simple. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to pit bulls, I don't know if you know this, but I trained the original Tig from Buster Brown and Tig.
Yeah, you told me.
Tig was
that.
My
yeah.
dog.
Right, that was a pit bull.
And yeah, Tig was an American Staffordshire Terrier, one of those.
Staffordshire Terrier, that's what Millie is. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and a great dog. But in terms of pit bulls, here's the problem. Now, I've been investigating this for a lot of years. If you look at almost every case where a pit bull has attacked someone, it's the type of owner that lived with that dog. For example, the one on Long Island, the dog lived in squalor. It was unneutered, looked like it had scars on it. But the bottom line is this. The average jerk, the criminal, the person that wants pit bull, very often is not the type of guy that's going to get a Cocker Spaniel. I had an argument with someone yesterday, and I said, what if I agree with you and get rid of every pit bull that ever existed? These same people, these drug dealers and gangsters, will get Dobermans and German Shepherds and mixed breed dogs and Mastiffs and make them just as aggressive. It's all about socializing, exposure, and education. It has nothing to do with the breed. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Blame the deed. Don't blame the breed.
Yeah, because if a schnauzer bites someone, it's not headlines tomorrow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Israeli Minister of the Interior proposed sending stray dogs and cats to another country because they aren't being sterilized and they're worried about all the dogs and cats. What do you think about that idea?
Sterilize them. What's the big deal? Sterilize them all. Don't send them away. Just get them spayed and neutered.
Right. I mean, why is that such a big deal? A lot of them are being brought in, apparently, from other countries, unnamed countries in the Middle East. Warren Eckstein, check out his petshow.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.